Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Gordon Stuckey, American Angus Association president. Back with Gordon in just a moment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel reminds you that time is ticking away. Take advantage now of Section 179 deductions for equipment purchased by December 31st, 2013. That means that you can deduct the full purchase price of qualifying equipment. That means that your small business is actually being helped. This means that you can write off the entire amount of equipment for the year you buy it. But there are some limits. So be sure to consult your own tax advisor first before rushing to Go Bob Pipe and Steel to save thousands of dollars on your 2013 taxes. Some of the Go Bob items that may qualify include corral pipe, fencing, feeder equipment, hay trailers, and a lot more. Go Bob Pipe and Steel knows three things: steel, pipe, and qualified tax equipment purchases. Got cows? Get Go Bob. Check out their website, www.gobobpipe.com, or give them a call at 1-877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. At the 2013 American Angus Association annual meeting that was held during the North American International Livestock Exposition in Louisville, Kentucky during the month of November, the governing board of the American Angus Association welcomed a new president, Gordon Stuckey, who's an Angus rancher from Kingman, Kansas. Stuckey will help guide the course for the business breed and its more than 25,000 members across the U.S. and Canada.
The American Angus Association has to continue to refine their business plan as we go forward. And I think the ability for the association to use the extremely strong database that we have, to utilize the staff that we have that, in my opinion, is second to none, and to be able to transfer the collection of data into a concise format to where the commercial cattlemen and seed stock producers can grab onto that and just continue to be able to make higher quality cattle every year as we go forward will keep the association in a very strong position.
As cattlemen start looking for genetics to rebuild their cow herds, Gordon Stuckey believes that there is a huge opportunity still out there for the Angus breed to be a leader.
The cow herd expansion of the next several years is going to be very important to the American Angus Association because, first of all, Angus cattle are already known for high maternal quality to go along with high carcass quality. We're just in an industry where you don't want to make any mistakes. And I think Angus cattle can offer that data and offer that ability to be able to give success to these commercial cattlemen and to the seed stock producer.
During his year as president of the American Angus Association, by far the largest purebred breed association in this country or anywhere in the world, Gordon Stuckey hopes to bring together all sectors of the beef cattle business.
One thing I guess I really want to concentrate on is to convey to the beef industry that the American Angus Association welcomes with open arms the whole Angus family. And when I say the Angus family, that's not only the seed stock industry, but the commercial cow-calf producer, the backgrounder, the feed yard personnel, and also the packing industry as well. We all have to feel like we work together in this industry for us to be successful.
Angus breeder and president of the American Angus Association, Gordon Stuckey, believes that one of the ways that a lot of segments of the cattle business will be able to come together is the Angus Means Business National Convention and Trade Show that's scheduled for next year, happening the 4th through the 6th of November in Kansas City. This will be the first time that they've ever had a standalone Angus meeting, convention if you please, an independent trade show that will be specifically all about this segment of the purebred business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, our friends at the Apache Livestock Market have got another special replacement cow auction coming up at 11 a.m. this Saturday, December 14th at the Apache Auction Market. About 500 head of top quality pairs, replacement cows and bred heifers, featuring 150 Montana Wyoming pairs, 150 January February calving cows, 150 3 to 5 year old spring calving North Dakota cows. You can call Bob Rodenberger for more information at 405-641-8998 or go to StockmanOklahoma.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.